G'day, it's the Ox here. By the way, I'm just loving my new dryer, my Bosch dryer that I got from ENS Trading. It's a ripper. No steam, no condensation in the laundry, which is pretty damn important. Just quietly, I've given it a bit of a flogging because I'm too lazy to hang it out in the line. Anyway, cut the long story short. I hope you're having a great break, enjoying the sunshine. We're back on January the 24th, but until then, we're just playing some episodes that kind of tickle our fancy a little bit. And one that was very hard to go past was the one where Marco actually met Trish trying to pick up Paris Hilton. Fair dinkum. Sometimes Marco just makes me laugh with how good he thinks he is and actually how good he is not. Anyway, enjoy, and we'll see you on January the 24th.
It's Dave from Wheelers Hill, sitting back, relaxing with a couple of beers, listening to a couple of blokes, Marco and the Ox.
Hey, have you seen our Daryl?
Daryl?
See what he's wearing?
I didn't even notice it. How's that?
He's wearing a cardigan.
He's wearing a... I reckon he's just come back from Sydney. I reckon it's been a big weekend up in Sydney.
He looks so fucking stupid.
Has he got a date? Has he got a date?
I don't know.
We might.
I don't know.
Can we show him? Can we actually send this new metrosexual?
Take a photo.
That's how you used to look.
Take a photo.
That's what you used to do. That's how you used to rock up to golf.
Yeah, I know. I used to wear cardigan vests in tournaments. Yeah.
Cardigan vest. How many people can carry that off?
Maroon.
How's your week?
I'm Maroon.
Maroon as well.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Hey, isn't it good to be at Billy Bell's Hotel? Mate, this is a ripping joint. If you haven't been down here lately.
I paid for half of it.
Yes, that's right.
it used to be a big punting pub years and years ago.
He's going up again. He's already gone up three levels, but out the back, he's going up on top of that big old garage out the back.
How many people do you think he'll be licensed for by, let's just say, by the end of 2023?
500.
3,500.
Under all the roofs?
3,500 people.
Are you joking? Oh, we've got Brumanities today.
Hang on a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shantae.
Which one's the best, Shantae?
I like the big dance, personally.
The big dance.
I'll
take the extra crisp.
I'm going to go the pale ale.
Now, can we just... Now, this is not a gratuitous plug, but...
yes, it is.
All right. Well, David Neitz, Mike's teammate, he's involved with this.
Didn't a lot of people think you were David Neitz there for a while?
They thought we were similar. different in so many ways, Mark. But he's got Brumanity, and every can that's sold, there's a portion of it goes to Motor Neurones.
Oh, that's nice.
And what's it taste like? Is it good?
Unbelievable. Hang on.
Yeah, that's good. Pale ale's very good.
A lot.
I got the Social Beast pale ale. It's quite good.
I got the extra crisp. Yeah, good. Cold XPA.
Lovely.
Is it cool XPA? Yeah.
No need for any lemonade at all.
Thank you. Is there anything else I can get for you guys?
Not just yet.
Some chippies? Yeah. No, I'll leave the chippies alone. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Anyway, great to meet Billy Bells.
Yeah, it is good, Bill.
If you haven't been here of late, make sure you come down.
So Brumanity are actually building a brewery at the back. So by the end of 2023, you'll be able to go in there, see it brewed, and enjoy all the festivities.
You know, now that we've started this and we're doing a little thing called civil selfishness.
Yes.
I'm seeing it everywhere I go.
Really?
Oh, mate.
And you're not easily ruffled. You're calm.
Everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, every once in a while, I don't mind a 7-Eleven coffee for two reasons. It's cheap and it tastes bloody good.
I'm with you.
It's quick.
I'm with you.
You're in, you're out.
How much is it?
It's like $2 for the large. Large is like an extra large anywhere else.
It's like a Slurpee large.
And then if you want the Slurpee large, it's only $3.
Yeah,
it's quite drinkable.
It's like a bucket.
Although I still don't know, you know, when you pour it, that liquid stuff that comes out after the pour, it's like this white stuff. I mean, it could be LSD going in there for all we know.
That's actually called milk.
No. It's this last little bit.
Well, there's three things involved with coffee.
Yeah.
The milk, water and coffee beans.
Well, you've got to see this stuff to know what it is.
You reckon 7-Eleven are nibbling our coffees? You reckon 7-Eleven have got their secret serum?
They might be putting something in there us back.
All right.
It's right at the very end. It's like a clear-looking water-y liquid.
I think it's called water just to top up the cup.
Anyway, can I get back? Yeah. So if you go past 7-Eleven or if you stop at the lights and you can see there's nobody in there, quite often I'll duck in.
Clever.
So I've ducked in.
Because you're all about time management.
I've ducked in. And I've just beaten a truck full of tradies, right? Yeah, so I saw them. They were there. And I have bolted down there. I get in there. There is a bloke using not one, but using both machines.
Well, he's obviously getting them for his mate.
I don't care, mate. If you're in there at the 7-Eleven, one dog, one bone.
All right. I get it. I'm hearing it.
So, and you know what? It wasn't the small ones either. It was the big milkshake containers. So
how long did it cost you? Do you reckon a minute?
6 minutes.
Six minutes
I had to wait.
It did not.
But he's stirring and stirring and stirring. He's going from one machine, then going to the other. In the meantime, there are eight people waiting in line. Eight. Watching this clown.
And you reckon it was civil selfishness?
That is
right,
civil selfishness, mate. You go into a 7-Eleven, I don't care if you have a truckload of coffees to get. You use one machine. And you leave the other machine for everybody else who wants to go in there and get a single coffee.
I kind of get it. I kind of feel your frustration.
You don't reckon that's selfish?
Well, you got in there, there's one bloke in front of you. It's not a big deal.
No,
how much of a hurry were you in, Mark?
Were
you about to miss
hurry.
Your tea time? Or was it about?
I was in a
your
big,
kipper?
Big...
You're going to miss your afternoon kip? You would have had something pressing on, I'm sure.
Well, let me tell you this. Me and all those tradies were thinking about bashing this bloke because he was taking so long. I was looking back. You look
Mark out the golfer into a fight at 7-Eleven. Front page news.
You know when you look back and you look back and you look back at the guys and you've got that, you're looking up in the air, shaking your head going, everyone was doing it in line.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like 7-Eleven.
I love 7-Eleven.
And I do like the convenience store as such. But there is one thing, and this comes down to civil selfishness as well.
Yeah.
And these are the people behind the jump. Now, I know they're not earning a huge quid.
No, they're not.
So they might be earning 20 bucks an hour. Yeah. Some of them working overnight. Some of them are actually putting their lives at risk.
Well, they all are. There's a knife attack almost every night.
Yep, that's it. For blokes waiting for coffees, normally, right? But my issue is when you go in there and they always have their specials. So they've got like two packets of chips for $7
dangerous.
Rather than $4.50 a packet.
It's dangerous.
If I walk in there again and pay for my petrol or get my coffee and they say, would you like to take this special where you can get two dimmies?
You get two
dimmies, a can of Coke, can of Coke and a 4-20 pie for $5. No, I don't want that. I know if I wanted that, I would buy it.
Yeah.
I would buy it. The only time I want to know if there's a special on this, if I go out and buy a packet of, say, sour lollies, you know those little sour lollies, and they say, if you buy another packet, the next packet's a dollar. That's the only time. Don't give me the rundown of your thing because I think it's civil self-interest. I know upselling's important, but don't upsell me, please, bud.
What about, I get that completely and I understand it. What about when they go, hey, you can have one of these lollies for 50 cents and you look in there and they look okay, but you know they're not 50 cent lollies.
No, they're not.
Bars and stuff. I go, why are they 50 cents? And he said, the use-by date's gone.
Oh, there you go.
I said, well, mate, you're selling food where it's best before this date and you're selling it for 50 cents? And he just looked at me and nodded.
Do you have a crack? Do you buy dimmies at servo?
I don't buy a dimmy at a servo, but if there's two for one chockey, yeah, I'm in.
You don't buy hot food from servo?
No. Not,
really?
Not often.
Don't like
the
Bain Marie.
No.
I'm a Bain Marie pig. I love the Bain Marie.
That doesn't surprise me. What's your favourite?
Well, I call it Russian roulette. So you don't know what you're going to get. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Well, close your eyes.
You know what I like? I like the Jaffles. You know, you can get the Hawaiian Jaffles or you can get the, you can get the, just the, it's just two pieces of bread and they've cut it into a circle. Yeah. I love those. I love the little chicken drummies.
Right.
Unbeatable.
Can I ask a question for those things?
Of course you can.
Because I've noticed this a lot.
Yeah.
People go in there and they feel forced to use the tongs to get a pie out. Now I ask you, why? It's their pie. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if they've got gloves on though.
No. It's their pie. You're not going to get germs on anyone else's pie. You just open the glass door, you pick up your pie and you put it in the plastic bag.
Because they're stopping people going, oh, no, I won't take that one. Oh, I'll put that one back, I'll grab another one.
But surely that's the etiquette that you don't do. Sure, you know, you get those stupid tongs, no one can pick them up. It's too slippery. It's your pie. You shouldn't feel embarrassed. just to open the glass, stick your hand in there and grab whatever piece of pastry you want because it's yours.
And what about the bloke serving it, though? You want him to use the tongs?
Well, yes. That's
true.
Got
to use tongs
right.
and gloves.
That's right. But this is self-service.
Because you know my mate, you know Sigo. My mate got
yeah,
the
he's
bigger,
6'10".
He got the Asian bug from eating a dim sim at a servo.
Hang on a second. He got the Asian bug.
He got an Asian bug and he lost 42 centimetres of bowel.
Was he in Singapore or something?
No, he's here in Melbourne.
Hang on. That's the Melbourne bug then.
No, it was of Asian descent. They've never. I'm telling
you. It's a Melbourne bug.
No, I'm telling you now, it's actually an Indian bug because I'll give you a geography lesson. I'm going to give you a geography lesson. India is a part of Asia. You know that, Mark.
Yes,
obviously,
thank you.
Your relatives are from India. But they sent his biopsy away.
Right.
And it was an Asian bug. They couldn't work out the World Health Authority still have not been able to identify with the bug. They've only sent it 6 times ever in the world, first time in Australia. And he lost 42 centimetres of bowel.
So where did he get it from? From a servo?
From dim sims at a servo.
I've never seen a dim... I've travelled all through Asia.
I know you have.
I've never seen a dim sim in Asia, mate. I've seen dumplings, but I've never seen a dim sim over there.
I'm not saying they're dim sims from Asia. I'm saying the bug that he caught, obviously being handled by someone of...
Who's been in Asia recently?
Yes, that's it. Of Indian or Asian descent.
There we go.
I'm seeing non-belief between the people here today. Yeah. Are you calling? You're calling me a liar? Is that what you're calling me?
No, I'm not calling you a liar.
What are you calling me?
I'm just a little bit worried. Going to go into some form of probation. Where he said there's going to be a warning label.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. We don't have big listenership in India. Not yet. But Delhi's a place that we want to grow.
Hey, you're talking about used by dates and best before dates.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's call it best before date because that's what it's supposed to be. Okay, it's not.
Except for beer. Beer is best after. So when you get a beer, so if you get a Cooper's Stubby or a Brumani, they'll say best after. So it's best
there's
to be
drunk. There's a best after date.
Yeah,
on
and same as wine. Like wine
Coopers.
Is best after, it could right. be years.
Well, I'm talking about...
supermarket items.
Supermarket items, best before this date. Where do you draw the line? So
I
draw the line on milk. I'm not drinking milk.
No, I'll have a crack of milk. I'll have 3 or 4 days. Three or four days over.
3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I'll have a crack. It's like cream. It's a little bit lumpy, but that's okay. But my favourite is meat. I will never buy meat unless it's past its used by date.
Why? Because it's cheaper?
No. Oh, well, maybe that too. But but it's bluer. Like it's gone off a bit.
So, and then you cook the gone-offness out of it or something?
No,
how does it work?
It's just tenderer. It's like hanging meat for longer. You get a better result. And I learned that from Terry, who's the cow specialist or the beef specialist.
Yeah.
And it's true. You let beef go right to the very end.
So, next time you're inviting mates around for a steak and a milkshake, believe me, I'm not coming. What about Bicky? I reckon Bicky's.
Bickies
no
don't
worries.
Go off.
Not a problem. It is
Bickies
just.
Don't go off.
It's a waste of ink putting the best before date on a Tim Tam or on a Ritz cracker.
Have you ever seen
those cheese Bickies that are beautiful by themselves?
Well, let's say Tim Tams have a year to use.
Yeah.
There is not a packet of Tim Tams in the world that's ever gone past a cheese by date.
I agree with that.
Never.
And that is. That they should actually do a commercial about that. That's how good the Tim Tam is.
You know what does? Yogurt. Everyone's opens up their tub of yogurt, especially if you get a 2-litre tub. Mm. They have 2 or 3 goes of it, and then you'll come back in 3 weeks and it's growing strawberries at the top. Like it's got all mould. Like, I reckon yogurt goes off pretty quick.
Very good.
Yeah, the Brumanity, and that's what we're having today. And just remember, every time you buy Brumanity, a portion of it goes to Motor Neurones. Obviously, Neil Danaher and David Neitz, who's put this beer together.
Good stuff.
Doing some great stuff. And they do the Danaher Drive, and they do some amazing... And what a... Can I just bring up one thing about Neil Danaher?
Yeah, go on.
How has he not won Australian of the Year?
It's a crime.
Yeah.
How has he not? He sacrificed the last 10 years of his life for a cause where he's probably not going to see the results.
It's a crime.
And you may not know this, and I only found this out recently because I got really pissed off that he didn't win Australian of the Year, but you've got to win Victorian of the Year before you can win Australian of the Year.
Oh, so it's Victoria's fault.
It's Victoria's fault.
Come on.
So if you don't win Victorian of the Year or New South Welshman of the Year or New South Welsh Person of the Year or...
So that's how you get into the final of the Australian.
You get into the final, yeah. How has he not won it? Because honestly, I've looked at some of the winners in the past and I'm not putting any of them down, but some of them suck.
No. Yeah, I agree.
Some of them suck. No,
that's an accurate thing to say.
And they're probably good people. And well done to you for winning Australian of the Year.
And you wouldn't know who
they
are.
But you don't deserve it.
That's right.
No, hang your head in shame. No. I was only joking about that. But I'd love to see it. Now, just while we're talking about Brumanity.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we don't have a light Brumanity. So they don't do a mid-strength. And I know you love your shandies, Marco.
No wonder I'm rolling around.
Now, we've had some feedback re your shandies from a few episodes ago.
Good feedback?
Good feedback, Reece Shandies. Yes. Oh, yeah. They said, well done, Mark, brave, you know, Superman, you know, courage to you, Marco. I just couldn't read them all out. But
I thought they might have tried it. You know, tried a shandy.
A mid-strength shandy.
And I might have turned them in the shandy drinkers.
It's cool dry ginger beer, right? So anyway, this is just three of our really good friends.
Who are they?
So this is Mutsy.
G'day, Mutsy.
Thought Marco was better than that.
Oh, that's
weak
it.
As piss.
Mutsy.
Lewis. Louis. Marco, I might be a bad caddy, but at least I don't water down my beers. Shame on you.
Is that the little midget?
Hang on, I'm finished. Yeah. Peckerhead. You got peckerhead.
Is that, that's that caddy midget, Kevin Lewis?
Yes, I don't know.
It is.
It might be
Kevin. I bet it is.
And then there's Dargs, D-A-R-G-Z.
Dargs.
I'm with you, Ox. He's an embarrassment to all mankind.
Wow. Gee whiz.
And they were the better ones. So they're the ones that have been watered down, like your shandies.
I'm not drinking the shandies.
No, you're good. You're actually on fire. So well done to you, sir.
Oh, mate. They should try it before they...
I think all of them have.
Yeah. They reckon they've all tried it.
But it's all honest feedback, Mark. Don't take it personally. Just move on.
It's constructive. Yeah.
Let me just calm down in the break. But next, I've got a can we still be friends scenario for you.
All right.
When we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're having a couple of beers with a couple of blokes. This is Ox and Marco. And when you get a sec, we'd love you to subscribe and rate the podcast.
Hey, I was just talking to Dicko over here.
To who?
Dicko, the bloke drinking in the corner.
Oh, Nico.
Dicko.
Oh, Dicko. Dicko. Oh, I thought you said Dicko.
Yeah, Dicko.
Yeah, how is Dicko?
He's been listening to us talk. Mm. He's telling me that you can self-nominate and become an Australian of the Year.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I've done some good stuff.
That's worthy of an Australian of the Year nomination.
Do you want to know what I did?
What?
Do you want to know this? I've got something for you.
Go on. What have you done? Come on.
I told you the other day about going into Bean Squeeze.
Yeah.
It's a drive-through coffee shop.
Bean Squeeze.
And people were paying for coffees for the car behind. So what they were doing was, you buy two cappuccinos, but the person in front has already paid for your two cappuccinos.
Right.
So I thought, I thought, right, this is pretty cool.
This is my chance.
I'm going to be a hero right now. All right? I said, I don't want to just pay for mine. I'm going to pay for two.
Oh, you I paid for two.
I paid for two, right?
For two cars?
For two cars. Lucky for me, they were just two single coffee cars. Imagine if I had a car of... Imagine I got a minibus and there was 12 in it.
Oh, okay, I see what's happened here. Yeah. So you make your order.
You make your order.
And then you're at the window and there are already two cars behind, so they know what the order is already.
And my order's already been paid because the car in front of me paid me. So I said, I'm going to do two. I am going to be better than the car in front of me, and I do too.
Oh, you should have.
I drove out of there. I'm telling you now, I had the arm out the window going, you are the greatest. You're the greatest ever.
So what you've done here, that should have been a nomination for, you know, don't call me a hero. That should have been a nomination. Yep. And you've turned it into a self-nomination for Australian of the Year. Based on paying
for two. No, they're just a little thing. They're just a little things I do.
A little thing.
You know what I'm going to do?
What's the next one I'm going to do? What?
I'm going to do the grocery. Someone's in front of me. And I'm going to pay for their groceries.
What, a full basket?
Half basket. Not a full basket.
Carry out.
I just say, hey, darling, this is on me. And I'll make sure I pick someone who looks like they've got nothing, like they're on the bones of their backside.
Oh, that would be nice if you did that. But you need someone filming it. And if you film it and then send that nomination in, you might be a chance.
You know, it's hard to tell, though, if someone's got nothing. I reckon there's one, and this is what I've learned over a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm experienced, Marco.
Yeah.
I reckon you can look at someone's feet.
If they've got open
shoes on and you can see that the bottom of their soles are like scratched up and they're not well looked at, I reckon that they're struggling a bit.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, shoes are the giveaway. I mean, yeah.
If you've got really bad, crusty feet, you know that they're not living in, you know, they're not using Julius Marlowe's.
Yeah, you go out and buy them. Yeah. But there's the other bit to this. There's a bloke called David Haynes. Do you know this man?
Haynesy, no.
David Haynes just died. He was 91 years old.
Oh, poor Haynesy.
No, poor Haynesy was a kabillionaire.
He was one
of the richest people in Australia, owned Kingston Town. He was a member at Huntingdale Golf Club, where I grew up. And what he would do, Haynesy, just to give you an idea of his wealth.
He didn't own Haynes Paints, did he?
No. Oh. He owned a big steel company in Pittsburgh. Just a ridiculous wealth. Kingston Town, Kingston Rule. All those horses, just mega rich dude, loved horse racing, loved golf, looked after Norman Von Nida, helped Norman Von Nida out, looked after...
It was a Von Nida tour.
At Huntingdale, if you're a young professional golfer, he gave Ian Stanley, just gave him $20,000 to kick off his drink. Ian Stanley, who's the late Ian Stanley.
So please tell me you settled up to this bloke.
He gave me an around-the-world trip when I turned professional, gave Craig Spence an around-the-world trip. Yeah, he just... But the point of the story is the convex of your concave with the shoes is that he would get around Huntingdale with this old dirty jumper that would go down to his knees. It had a hole in it. And after his round, he would go around and he bet every member 20 cents. And this bloke had $1 billion, but he didn't care. He could have bet everybody $1,000 in that clubhouse and it wouldn't have mattered, but he would bet 20 cents and he would do that in his disgusting old top.
What was his feet like? Did you ever see his feet?
He always had the most magnificent foot joys you've ever seen.
So there you go. See? Feet. You look after your
that
feet.
That you've ever seen.
They'll look after you.
Talking about horses.
Horses?
Talking about horses.
Oh, there we go. We're going down this path again, aren't we?
Yeah, I've got a little can we still be friends scenario for you.
Okay.
All right. If I called you one day and I said, hey, big fella, I've got an idea for us to go and do something together as mates.
I'd love to.
Right?
Love to. I love socialising with you.
I said we can go have a drink.
Yep.
There'll be a, you know, really high standard of the person there.
Bar 20.
But do you want to go to the polo with me?
The polo?
The polo. So I'm just asking, would that be a turnoff?
Can you bet on them?
No, you can't bet on them and you've got a gambling issue, so no.
No, I could go to the polo.
You go to the polo?
I'll go to the polo.
Yeah.
It's probably not my...
It's not your cup of tea.
It's not my audience.
You'd be out of your comfort zone.
I'm a bit above them. I'm a fair way above the polo, polo crew. And I don't wear cardigans. I think down at Portsea.
Well, there was one on the beach here the other day.
You can go to Werribee too, can't you?
Yeah, there's a few polo joints.
I'll go to the polo at Werribee, the western suburbs.
Not the Portsea polo?
No, it's probably not my crowd.
Bit tough.
Yeah, not all my crowd.
Two. This is a 1A. All right. All right. What about if I started playing polo? Right. Right. And I turn up in the little jumpers. Right. I got my little shirt done up at the top.
Oh, that would be
and
fun.
I'm wearing my little number 17.
Oh,
and,
far
you know, I've got the big bopper thing and I'm swinging it around and I'm brushing my horse. Could we still be friends if I play polo?
You know what I'm thinking of right now? Pretty Woman.
Oh, what a gorgeous dress she wore that day.
That brown number was that was a beautiful sequence.
It was sensational.
No, I've got to cut you off. I can't be mates with you. Not if you're playing polo.
That is fair enough.
And I think that's fair.
That is fair enough. Hey, anyone can contact us, you know, on our socials. Just DM us or do whatever you have to do.
We'll get
in touch.
We've got Facebook set up.
We got Facebook, TikTok, Twitter,
Instagram.
We've
got TikTok?
Yeah, we're ticking
TikTok.
And we are talking. Come on.
All right. Have we got a caller online?
Yeah, we do. Nigel.
Nigel the Tyler. G'day, Nigel.
G'day, Ox. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Nigel, where are you from?
From Shepparton.
Hey. Oh, that's where Marco was born.
Oh, well, I was born in Shepparton.
Yeah. What age are you, Nigel?
In the mid-50s.
Oh, you could be, hey, man, you could be related.
Yeah.
You got dark complexion?
Yeah. No.
I used to live out in Old Dookie Road.
Yeah, I was not far from there. I was just off in the centre of town. Yep.
If Marco took up polo, would you lose respect for him? And I'm talking about not water
not
polo.
Wearing polo.
No, I'm talking about
playing
polo with a horse and a stick.
Yeah.
No, it seems to be a bit more of the end go these days. So you'd have to think twice, I reckon.
I reckon I'd be good at it.
No, you'd be good at it. What about use by dates on food? Would you drink milk that's 4 days overdue, and would you eat meat that is 2 weeks overdue?
I'd have the milk. I don't know about the meat. The meat would be
milk.
Definitely. Yeah, the milk would be all right.
That'd be all
right. Ox had cooked the meat, reckons it's better.
Telling you, mate. Unless you've had meat that's a bit
dodgy.
Dodgy. It's not dodgy. It's just been well preserved.
Bit mouldy.
Yeah, a bit mouldy.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Last one. Neil Danaher. Should he have been Australian of the Year by now?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah,
yep.
There you go.
He should have won it twice.
He should. Can you win back to back?
Well, he should. If it's ever going to be a back to back Australia, it should be him.
Be deal.
Of course, it should be.
All right, Nigel the Tyler from Shep. What have you got for us?
Well, Marco and Ox, could you still be friends if you use iron covers when playing golf?
No. No, you can't. There is no way.
Not that I use them, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't got them anymore.
Nigel, do not tell me there's a couple of members at the magnificent Shepparton Golf Club who are getting around with iron covers.
Well, he was a good mate of mine.
What was his name?
Simon Michelle.
Simon, you should be ashamed of yourself.
He stopped using them now because we have shamed him out of them. So, it's all good.
That's good.
I think it's like the long putter. If one of our blokes in our group started using a long putter, he'd be ostracised. He'd be gone.
You're out.
You got a long putter in your group?
No. I never borrow that.
Nigel, there is nothing better than shaming one of your mates.
Yep.
Into a different world. Well done to you, mate.
That's it.
It's important. It's important that they get shamed every once in a while.
And what's the course like up in Shep at the moment?
Yeah, it's been a little bit dry. The flood sort of knocked our pumps around a bit, but no, it's in pretty good nick. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks for joining in.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show. Right, yeah, boys. Catch ya.
Good Cheers. On ya. What a start.
I was driving down the freeway.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little bit different to you. I actually love looking into cars to find out who's driving what and whatever.
Hang on. So you'll just be driving down the freeway.
Yeah, no, just
and you
have
won't
a look
in their general direction. You'll look into the car.
I'll look into the car. I'm in a four drive, so.
Well, you must have seen some sights.
I've seen some sights. But the other day I thought, if I ever do this, please, I don't think it would be worth.
Well, what happened?
So can we still be friends? Because I saw this guy driving down the road.
Yeah.
He's got this unbelievable Raptor. So they're big and they're like a big F-150 type thing. So I drive past, and he's a tradie. He's got his wheelbarrow on the back. He's got ladders on top.
Yep.
And as I pull up, he's on the outside lane. I'm in the middle lane, so I'm looking into his passenger side.
Right.
And up pops his chihuahua.
He's got a little doggy.
No,
has
not
he?
Only a little doggy.
Oh, come on.
But it had a hanky around its neck.
No.
Now,
he can never, ever come into my house.
I don't mind, Marco, if you are driving a Mini. or you were driving a Honda Jazz, or you were driving something small. Jazz. And you, so because I think when I think of Chihuahuas, I think of Paris Hilton.
That's right.
Because Paris carries her Chihuahua,
and they can put the little thing around the
neck. This is the toughest car with big mags. He's a big, bulky tradie who's doing concreting, obviously. He's got a Chihuahua with a yellow hanky around its neck.
No.
Can we still be friends?
No. If you ever did that, mate, that's it.
In fact,
I'd be embarrassed.
If anyone, do you have any friends that have Chihuahuas?
No. I don't know anyone who's got a Chihuahua.
So I'm.
They're not really dogs.
What? What is it?
They're closer to a guinea pig, those little things. they are, mate.
Guinea pig. Well, it is. It's like a rat, isn't it?
It's like a little rat.
Yeah, I'm not. I won't be friends with anybody with a Chihuahua.
No, never in a million years.
If you've got an Alsatian, I'm your mate. Unless if you've got a Roddy, I'm your good friend.
Unless you're Paris Hilton.
Unless you're Paris Hilton.
Then we'll work it out.
Can we actually speak to Rob Mills? Can we put a challenge to ourselves to get Rob Mills on?
Next show.
Do you know how I got to know Millsy?
How?
I used to drink down at the Red Eagle, and that was his band. That's where he played Sunday night.
That's right.
That's where he used to play.
So he used to drink so you get to know him.
Yep, got to know him really well.
He was singing in the band. Yep. You were the Ox.
And then the next thing I look up, he's taking Paris to the Grand Prix.
That was. Can you remember how big that was?
Oh, huge.
That was the biggest news ever.
Hang on. You tell your Paris Hilton story, thank you, sir. You've got a Paris Hilton story.
Yes, I do.
Because this is the same time. I just remembered it.
I was hoping you would remember.
I just remembered it. This has to be the cone of silence.
Please, can we get the cone of silence immediately? God, I haven't spoken of this story for a long time.
Well, you did say it about 4 months of me drunk, but you won't remember.
For a long time. So... Okay. I'm here and Paris Hilton's in town. And I also heard that she was going to the boutique where you
had a gold card.
I'm a captain. I was the captain of the boutique, of the whole joint.
Marco had free entry just...
And as many people as I could bring
Norm. You were like Norm.
Yeah.
You had your own little designated area.
Yep.
And that was you.
And thanks to Nick Russian for everything he did for me there. Yes.
It was great. Nick Russian.
It was great. Anyway, so... I'd heard that Paris was going to the boutique.
Yeah.
And I'd also heard that Rob Mills had been with Paris, and I thought, well, if Rob Mills can do that, then...
Right. You're a certainty.
I am a certainty.
Lock and load.
An absolute certainty. So off I go.
Yep.
There she is. And her sister, what's the sister's name again?
Nikki Hilton.
Anyway, so Paris was busy with a couple of blokes over there, but Nikki was right here.
Oh.
I didn't smoke. Nikki was smoking. So what do? I went over and bummed the smoke off. Just walked over there and said, oh, so you got a smoke? She goes, yeah, in American voice. She gave me a smoke. I'm coughing away, talking to her. I'm thinking, yeah.
Chance?
I was close.
All right.
I was close. Right. But I went in
there. You needed a wingman, didn't
you? I went in there with the mission.
For Paris.
For Paris. There she is. And things had opened up.
Oh, no. My goodness me.
Things had opened up. So off I go. Right? Here we go. How are you enjoying Melbourne? Ah, I think it's great. One other question, I can't remember what it was. And then she took off.
Oh, what?
She dumped me. Right? Like that. Bang. All over, Red Rover.
Did you go back to Nikki?
No. I was hurt.
Oh, no.
My tail was between my legs.
Oh, no.
And I left that back room and I went out and I saw this blonde girl. It was Trisha, and we'd been together ever since. So, Paris Hilton didn't want to talk to me. The first girl I saw was Trish.
He's on the rebound.
And we've been together ever since.
Very good. What could have been?
Can we put the can of silence up, please?
Yeah, can of silence. Yeah.
Hey, Billy Bells has been great today, and the Brewmanity is sensational. So well done to Nita. Yeah. Well done to Mr. Danaher. You're a star.
And the brewery is being built as we speak, so it's nearly finished. So
how about all the traffic coming in at the moment?
Yeah, I know. Bells is a very popular. The food here is. Did I also tell you my son's working here?
Your son's working
Coops
here.
Coops is working here.
And when did that happen?
Well, he's in uni now, so he's just need a little bit of work to pay for the petrol and all that. He loves it. Loves pouring beers.
He loves pouring beers.
Yeah, he loves pouring beers.
He thinks
he can pour a good beer. So well done to him.
Generally speaking, we spin the wheel. I think we should still spin the wheel.
Yep, for the joke.
There we go.
And we've also got topics. So we got a blonde joke, we've got dad jokes, we've got knock-knock jokes.
This week, the wheel has landed on couple of blokes, couple of beers, family member.
Oh, nice.
So Joe from Moonda, I'm pretty sure he used to call us on the radio a long time ago,
yes.
Joey. Let's have a listen to some of his jokes.
Hey, fellas. Just thought I'd give you a few dad jokes to choose from.
Righto.
Where did the cast of Frasier learn their acting? Went to Kelsey Grammar.
God.
Hear about the guy who was so out of shape that he got puffed out jogging his memory. When I was younger, my parents sent me to a child psychologist. That kid didn't help me at all.
That's good.
What do you call a hairy Star Wars character on the internet?
Go on.
You Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Just a couple more.
Oh, of course.
What do you call a woman you won't see today?
I don't know.
Tamara,
yeah.
What do you call a woman who shouts out when something is crawling on you?
Don't know.
Sonia.
Yeah, the child psychologist and Sonia.
Yeah, not bad.
A
couple of good ones there.
Well, if you want to get in contact with us, just go to our socials. You'll work it out. You'll find us somewhere.
And if you're in South Melbourne, head on down to Billy Bell's. Sammy and the team, Sammy Mick, and, of course, David Neitz will be floating through. He's the one wearing number 9 on his back, and he's got the big brewery at the back.
And we're certain that Neil Danaher is going to be the next Australian of the Year. So well done.
Well done, Neil.
Well done, Neil. Catch you next time.
Well done, boys. A ripping episode of the Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers podcast. And honestly, any day we're at a pub and Marco doesn't order a shandy, well, that's a pretty good day. Thanks to the crew at Bell's Hotel for hosting Ox and Marco, and to Shantae for serving up the Brumanity. It's a great drop and a great cause, so check it out. On to Nigel from Shep, who called up to pose his Can We Still Be Friends scenario. Nice work, mate. We'd love you to rate and review the podcast. The more of that, the better. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you'll always get the latest episode each Wednesday. And Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media. Sound design, Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.